Hello, Holistic Coach Legacy Podcast community. And warm greetings to the holistic coaches and practitioners listening in today. Thank you for meeting here in this moment and for partnering together in finding your rhythm. I'm Shannon Speaks, social worker, ICF certified life coach, and certified mindfulness teacher. I partner with caregivers like you and me, who are busy filling other people's cups and who are ready to include our own cups in the mix. And I do this through whole person coaching and mindfulness support. Today, it's my honor to support you with this mindful practice, inspired by a mixed bag of energy from last year, the start of the new year, and the wise words of a 13-year-old. In case you, like me, notice any feelings of being out of sync or out of rhythm on the heels of the holiday season, may this practice support you in finding your rhythm. In any season accompanied by shifts in how we spend our time or who we spend our time with, these shifts can knock us off our natural rhythm. Sure, there's times when a shift serves us very well. And there are times when we may have unconsciously shifted into old patterns or just plain old got lost along the way. I noticed a subtle shift in how I was being as the holiday season ended this year. I mentioned it to our children one day driving, and our 13-year-old daughter provided an insightful response. "Maybe your rhythm is just a little off, Mom," she said. Wise words. It was true. My rhythm was a little off. And so I created this mindful meditation for myself and for anyone else, for when you notice feeling just a little off rhythm. Let's begin. Settling into whatever moment you find yourself in right now. And especially if you sense yourself feeling just a little off your game or a little out of rhythm. Acknowledging yourself for this valuable insight. Calling on curiosity and kindness and bringing them to the scene. Where in the body is this feeling most present for you, this out of rhythm feeling? Calling in compassion to hold this area and trusting, just trusting. In the light of this awareness, we turn within to the rhythm of the body. And so if it feels safe for you to close your eyes or soften your gaze, you're invited to do so now. Limiting distractions and on purpose tuning in. Inviting you to place your hand on your heart and notice the rhythm of the heartbeat. Nothing to try to change. just meeting the rhythm of the heartbeat through your soft hand. Remember, we invited curiosity to be with the rhythm of the heartbeat. We invited kindness to be with the rhythm of the heartbeat. And we invited compassion to be with the rhythm of the heartbeat. What might it look like for you to synchronize a body movement with the rhythm of the heartbeat? Any movement in the spectrum of size, from small to big, or anything in between, whatever feels comfortable for you, moving in sync with the rhythm of the heart. The next invitation is to place your hand on your belly and notice the rhythm of the breath. Again, nothing to change. Just meeting the rhythm of the breath felt through the soft belly. Remember, we've invited curiosity to be the rhythm of the breath. And we've invited kindness to be with the rhythm of the breath. And we've invited compassion to be with the rhythm of the breath. What would it look like for you to synchronize again a body movement with the rhythm of the breath? Any movement, large or small, or somewhere in between, moving in sync with the rhythm of the breath. Coming to a settled place, whatever settled looks like for you here and now. Connected to your unique rhythm with curiosity and kindness and compassion. One or two more intentional breaths as we close the practice. Breathing in with possibility. And exhaling what no longer serves you. And when you feel complete and ready, blinking, eyes open, and stepping into whatever is next for you. Thank you for sharing this space with me today. And if you'd like to connect with me further, my website is www.nourishcc.com. And my contact information can be found in the show notes. I'd love to hear from you and find out what you may have noticed from this practice. And again, a deep bow of gratitude to the Holistic Coach Training Institute for holistically supporting listeners like you and me. Take care.